friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We're going to get to Jeff's quarterback collection here in a second. I do want to take one phone call just to see if anybody's on the same page with me about how tacky it is that the Ravens are deciding to hold their 30th season celebration against the Browns on Sunday. Dwayne, Cleveland, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Andy, how are you today?
I'm okay. I'm mild. I was good until Mary Kay reminded me of what the Ravens are doing on Sunday.
You know what? I totally agree with you. I don't always agree with you, but today, on this thing, I think it's so low class that they would do it on a game that we are there. They could have did it any other game, especially a city that was heartbroken that somebody did the same thing to them and they did the same thing to us. That's why I hate that city.
Amen, brother. Dwayne, you're right. We don't always agree on everything, but today we are brothers in arms. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. All right. That made my day.
And Phillips. Like diner place is pretty good in Baltimore.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Good seafood.
They were still. They last time I checked, they were ranked unbelievably high for venereal diseases. I did check that. I was looking. I don't. I like to read the CDC stuff on that.
I can laugh.
They were way up there. At one point, they were number one. So I don't know if there's a Lombardi Trophy for that, but it is what it is.
But how the peoples of the city with the most sexually transmitted diseases do that to us?
Uncle Lesk, explain
the sexually transmitted diseases.
How could you find that so fast?
Quick Predicts, my friend.
Oh man,
I have a whole list of Lestrofs that are just right there.
You are so good. One more, Jeff, and then let's get to your list. How's that sound? Harold's in Cleveland. Hi, Harold.
How you doing, man?
What's up?
Hi, Harold.
I'm well. I want an honest opinion.
Okay.
Do you believe the season is pretty much a wash, even though the world does? I don't. I'm a diehard fan, of course. But
I think it's a wash? The journalistic part of me thinks probably, but the fan of me says no. It's not a wash.
What do you mean a wash? That they don't care? That they don't care, Harold?
That they're not going to make the playoffs?
Exactly. For one, not going to make the playoffs. And it feels like everyone feels as if they're not putting their best effort forward as far as trying to put a good team out there. I feel as if the kicker was picked for a reason, and I honestly think he's going to do better when he get another chance.
Harold, I like your optimism. You're a friend of the show today. Thank you, Harold.
Thanks, boss.
All right, take care.
He better do better. You missed 33 and 36-yard kicks in consecutive games. You're soon thinking, I would love to be an insurance agent. Thank you very much.
I'm going to stick my head in the fire one more time. Jeff's in Cleveland. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, I'm the one who picked, when you guys had the segment on who you should trade Deshaun Watson for, I'm the one who picked J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, Jeff.
I picked him today.
Man, are you smart?
I'm the one
who you are good, man.
And Jeff, not only that,
yes.
The Browns did, man, they did well yesterday. They did it. They did a good game. And you want to know something? The Bengals got to be the luckiest team in the NFL. They beat us off pure luck. We were the most skilled team.
All right, Jeff. We're not going to do corrections for that phone call, so we'll just move forward. Give me the quarterback. The lowdown on the college quarterbacks, my.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
My friend. Thank you.
The Lowdown.
The Lowdown with Jeff Phelps.
Well, we're kind of, nice music. We're kind of
it's a marching band.
We're just kind of keeping an eye on the guys who are the quarterbacks who probably are coming out for next year. Slight ranking as to where these guys might be. And it's just kind of to keep us all informed because I think Dan, you think? Do you think? They're drafting a quarterback next year. I just don't see
Jeff, I think they're drafting a quarterback next year.
You do too, Andy?
Yeah, I just hope it's a low-round quarterback. But
Why would you do another one of those?
You may lose one of the two you have, or you might trade off one of the guys.
Nothing better than having
it means Flacco might
third,
be back
fourth,
next year.
Fifth, sixth-round quarterback, so you can sit there and say, hey, you did your 4 years, now good luck to you. If you can get a quarterback coaching job back at your alma mater.
Okay, keep going.
We all know the stats about first-round quarterbacks.
Yes, we do.
So this was the week in college football where teams played other teams that stunk. It seemed there were a lot of those games. Arch Manning bounced back after playing against Ohio State. 38-7, Texas beat San Jose State. Arch was pretty good. 19 of 30, 295, four touchdowns. He had one interception.
Should he be against San Jose State?
Well,
I'm just asking.
Your guy Julian Sain was against Grambling.
Yeah, and he was perfect 15 for 15, broke the school record for best start. Yeah.
Lenora Sellers of South Carolina. And can I just say something here? Ding, ding, ding. They played South Carolina State, another school that they shouldn't be playing.
Okay.
They won 38-10. And Sellers, they called off the dogs. He was 12 of 19 for 128 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. I watched about 10 minutes of Lenora Sellers because I wasn't overly familiar with him. I watched about 10 minutes of video of him yesterday. Oh, my. Andy, this guy can play. And you think of Lamar Jackson with a bigger body and maybe a bigger arm. I was so impressed watching him. The only thing I thought was, in about 7 of the 10 minutes or so of just, and this, I just casually watched, and about 7 of the minutes, he was avoiding a rush. I mean, he was getting no protection. He's ducking out of the way. He's spinning out of a rush. He's throwing on the move. He's making things happen. And man, can he flat out run. He was fun. Garrett Nussmeier from LSU. They played La Tech, the alma mater of one Karl Malone. 23-7. LSU was a winner. Very good for Nussmeier. 26 of 41, 237. Had a touchdown and an interception. Our guy Drew Aller. Penn State played Florida International. 34-0. Ugh. Drew was good.
Drew was good in the postgame interview, too.
19 of 33, 200 yards passing, two touchdowns. Dan's guy, Cade Klubnik. And I say Dan's guy because Dan can't figure out why everybody loves him. I understand. They beat Troy 27-16. He was 18 of 24, 196, two touchdowns, one interception. A couple of other guys that we're keeping an eye on here. Fernando Mendoza of Indiana, formerly of Cal.
Mm-hmm.
They played Kennesaw State. Why? I don't know why Indiana did that. 56-9, Hoosiers were a winner. Mendoza threw four touchdowns, 245 yards. And then if you're looking for a guy who hurt himself, Sam Leavitt of Arizona State, they lost at Mississippi State, and he was 10 of 22 for 82 yards passing. So that doesn't help you any. That's not exactly what you're looking for, is it?
No.
I didn't think so. I check with other folks on this stuff and see, you know, what they think, updates and everything else. I would think Arch Manning is still the guy sitting at the top of the quarterback class right now. But I checked in with ESPN and their early rankings. Mm-hmm. Every one of their prognosticators, you know, their draft guys, and it was more than Mel Kiper. They had like four or five guys. Number one quarterback in their draft. And most of them didn't list Arch Manning because they think he's not coming out. But one did. They had Arch second, the one guy who did, behind Lenora Sellers. And so I'm really intrigued by Lenora Sellers, and I think he's a guy to really keep an eye on. So I would go right now, Arch Manning, Lenora Sellers, Nussmeier, Drew Aller, right there, kind of fighting it out for number three,
mm-hmm.
and Cade Klubnik after them. So Klubnik maybe fifth, Fernando Mendoza sixth. If they get down that low, you're probably not getting excited about a quarterback, although you might have thought the same thing about Dan Marino back in the day. But, man, Lenora Sellers looks really intriguing. If you're sitting there at work and the boss isn't around, Google, look at video, And you'll think, whoa, whoa.
Can I add a guy to your list from over the week?
Yeah.
John Mateer, Oklahoma. Anybody watch the Oklahoma Michigan?
We already
game?
Had that guy here.
Did you say him already?
No, his name's Baker Mayfield. Baker's doing just fine now. The Browns decided that that wasn't what they wanted. So I wouldn't put him in there.
I'm not in on what you're saying there.
NFL Draft Buzz has Mateer ranked 10th.
Okay. I mean, I remember watching him at Washington State for a little bit last year. He can sling the ball. I'm trying to remember the games that he was playing those games against. And he's at Washington State, which is not in a weird spot, too.
If the Browns are in a position.
Or was at Washington State. Now he's in a great spot at Oklahoma, and that's a great win over Michigan for him over the weekend.
That's great. My thought is.
The wins don't matter?
My thought is basically this. If you're the Browns and you have 2 first-round picks next year.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably not going to make the playoffs this year. Let's just be frank.
Okay.
We all know.
We want a quarterback taller than 6'1"?
I'm not even going to say that.
Okay.
I would assume that you're really hoping that you're going to get one of the top 3 or 4 quarterbacks in this draft. And you don't need to be reaching down to number 8, 9, 10 on most people's lists.
Oh, I'm saying watch to see if he goes up the list.
Okay. And maybe he will. Maybe he will. For his sake, I hope so. Good luck to him. But if the Browns end up not getting Arch Manning or Nussmeier or Sellers or Aller, I would think it'd be a surprise. How's that?
Okay. I was wondering what Oklahoma's schedule looks like down the road here, too. I'm going to keep my eye on him.
I just got a text from a buddy of mine, Jeff in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
and he said, can Lenoris throw? Yes, indeed he can. That's Lenora Sellers of South Carolina. Jeff, go look at some video. I hadn't seen him play but like 2 or 3 plays until watching some stuff. And that just watching video doesn't give you any great indication of anything other than your eyeballs tell you, can this guy play? Can he not play? This guy can play. And he had a really nice arm. He had nice, when he was in the pocket, he actually had some pretty nice touch on the ball. And runs well. He's 6'3", 240. He's a big guy. And part of the breakdown of him was he has really good feet because he was a primo soccer player. And he was a forward. So at 6'3", 240, can you imagine that guy on a soccer field?
Sounds like a striker to me.
Yep.
Actually, probably a defenseman, probably center back. But
well, they said he was a forward, man.
Yeah, that's good to say.
He was playing up front.
He's 6. What is he?
6'3", 240.
Usually with that size, you're either a center back or a forward.
What about goalie, man? Block up a lot of the net.
Not if you can move and kick.
As funny as it sounds, especially on the U.S. side, you actually want a little taller.
Taller?
U.S. is really good at getting their hands on goalies. Yeah, you want like 6, probably 6'4", 6'5".
So the two guys in the draft so far, of what I've seen so far that I'm most intrigued by are Arch Manning and Lenora Sellers.
Closely
followed by Nussmeier and Aller.
The highs are awesome, and the lows are, oof, yeah. What are we doing here?
People don't put together highlight videos of guys and put in too many bad plays. I'll dig some of those out. But, man, his highlights just jump off the screen.
He's fun.
He's really good.
He's fun.
Man. I'll be, I'm looking at Oklahoma's football schedule down the road. You know who's on their schedule, Jeff. Yep. They'll take on the mighty Golden Flashes October 4th in Norman.
My God, glad to see the alma mater picking up paychecks.
We will get a good chance to see what John Mateer looks like against the Golden Flashes. Then he has a little game against Texas the week after. South Carolina, Ole Miss, man. They end the season at LSU. He's got a chance. I don't know. I liked him over the weekend. I mean, and maybe just a little bit of homer because they beat Michigan. But, I mean, I respect Michigan, so. I don't know. It was a bad weekend for college football, though, too. There were too many blowouts. And Jeff, I don't even know how you.
Scheduling weekend.
I don't even know how you could care about that Ohio State game, Jeff. I can't believe you.
I didn't.
Oh, I did, and I still do. What were you going to say?
This is what week one always used to be.
Week one.
This used to be the old week one where you'd like, all right, college football is back. Oh, 2 of these games are watchable.
I understand the financial. I don't understand why these schools. I don't understand why the smaller schools with the lesser programs play the big guys. I understand the financials. And I don't know why the big guys play the lesser guys. Especially,
telling you the big winner are the players at the lesser schools. They should be the big winners from these
games.
Yeah,
and said they're the big losers because if they're fortunate, they come out without broken bones.
Johnny, seriously. Over the top. Come on.
Well, no, it's true.
Jeff, it gives some of these guys an opportunity to showcase their talents. I'm just saying.
And gives other guys a chance to have their seasons come to an end.
Such a pessimistic way to look at these games.
Andy.
It is.
You have a son who plays sports.
If you're a good player, Jeff, there's always somebody, like this game this week against Ohio State. Like, you're going to tell me the starters at Ohio probably couldn't be no worse than second or third team, maybe at Ohio State? Probably. Maybe not Ohio State. But they would be, they'd have an opportunity to be second, third, fourth stringer at Ohio State. Starters for a Mid-American Conference team. That's why those games always seem to get clunky in the beginning, and then as you hit the second half, that's when all the depth just starts to take over against some of these other teams when they play like that. Plus, you never know when it's going to be an Appalachian State game. So it makes college football great when an underdog can pull off one of those wins. Now, we didn't see any of those, but you're right. In some way, in your own mind. Thanks, Jeff.
Later, Andy.
216-474-0092. Anthony Castro-Vince, our buddy from MLB.com, is going to talk a little Guardians with us here in just a moment.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.